Hello, bonjour, this is Jean-Jacques Perret speaking.
And this is Dana Countryman speaking. And
Hello,
I,
Dana.
hey, Jean-Jacques, how are you today?
Fine, fine, thank you.
Excellent. And thank you to our friends at Skype because Jean-Jacques is speaking from his home in France, and I'm speaking from my home and my studio in Everett near Seattle, Washington.
Good. And I am in Evian, France.
That's right, from Everett to Evian. Well, Jean-Jacques, why don't you tell all of our friends and all of your fans out there about the project?
We did a wonderful CD, and I hope that it will be accepted by all our friends and fans.
And the name of the CD is The Happy Electropop Music Machine, and it's just coming out on Oglio Records. And you can find out more from oglio.com. But for the time being, before we start talking about our new CD, why don't you tell everyone about your background, Jean-Jacques?
Okay, just shortly. The first highlight of my career was my meeting with the very fine and fantastic lady Edith Piaf in France, because she helped me so much to come to United States. And I came in 1960 until 1970 in New York City, where my sponsor built for me a studio in his place. Then I met Gershon Kingsley, and we did together an album at Vanguard called The In Sound From Way Out and The Kaleidoscopic Vibrations. And our tune, Baroque Rundown, has been chosen by Disney for the Main Street Electrical Parade. That was a fantastic, also a fantastic event.
And the music from the Main Street Electrical Parade is still being used today. Something like 35 years it's been playing.
Yes, that's right,
And
35.
not just at the California Park, but also in Tokyo, in Euro Disneyland, all over the world.
Yes, that's right. And that was very rewarding.
Well, why don't you tell your friends and your fans all about some of your most popular songs?
The most popular song, I mean, the most popular song was EVA, which has been sampled from many, many, many people, starting with the DJ Premier in America, and also Gangstar, and by Ice-T, and by many, many other people, about 70.
Yeah, so many. I remember Ice-T, his version was called Gotta Get a Rep.
Yes, that's right.
And he used about a 2-bar sample of EVA and then just rapped on top of it.
Right. And I think that it has been sampled the same number of my years, my age now, but I will not tell you my age. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's see. I can tell you a little bit about my musical background too.
Of course, yes.
And well, first of all, Jean-Jacques and I met. We first corresponded in 1994, right after the Incredibly Strange Music book came out. And that's the way that I learned about you and your career. And also, you had your address at the end of the article. And I wrote to you a fan letter. And you wrote a very nice letter back to me. I'll never forget it. Of course, I still have it. And that led to our friendship. And I later published a magazine called Cool and Strange Music Magazine. And Jean-Jacques, you were on the cover twice. You were the only artist we ever featured twice in the history of the magazine.
Thank you, mon ami.
And you deserved it.
I owe that to V. Vale, the former publisher of Incredibly Strange Music, who
Yes.
unburied me, came to France after I came back from the United States, and I was ready to give up my career and retire, but V. Vale came, and then he said to me, "You must not retire. Many people are so fan for you, and you should continue to compose and to record."
And that led
to. I thank him so much. I am so grateful to him, and I thank him for that.
And of course, I'm just talking about how we met. And I also have been a professional musician before I was an editor of a magazine. So I was able to sell the magazine at one point and go back to working on music again.
Yeah.
And I had the wonderful opportunity to come to Paris to meet you twice. And the second time we met, I asked you if you would record an andioline solo for a track I was working on for a CD project. And you were very kind to do that in our friend David Shazam's studio. And I remember that after we did the session, you said to me, "Dana, I would like to do an entire CD with you."
Yeah, that's right.
And I
said,
I was very surprised and I was very thrilled. But I said, "Jean-Jacques, the problem is you live in France and I live in America. How could we do a CD? You know, we're too far apart." And then one day you called me up and said, "Guess what? I'm coming to the U.S.
And we were surprised again.
And I was very, very happy. And at that time, we started writing new tunes immediately together. And why don't you tell everyone how we were able to write our tunes from such long distances?
It was thanks to Skype. Skype is a fantastic process. We can talk together from long distance, and we can exchange ideas about the arrangement of our CD.
And so, of course, we're doing it all with Skype through our computers. So right now I'm sitting at my computer and Jean-Jacques sitting at his computer. Mm-hmm. And it's a fantastic, it's even better than the telephone line, actually.
Of course, yes. Yes, and it's, by the way, it is free.
I know, that's the best part.
Fantastic. Now tell me more about our project.
It's a return back to the original Jean-Jacques Perret style of the Vanguard days. It reminds me a lot of less techno and more happy. So we used a lot of electronic instruments in your traditional style because you are one of the pioneers of electronic music, especially the Moog synthesizer. And I think that we have a lot of different styles on this CD, don't we, Jean-Jacques?
Yeah, that's right, because I wanted it to be available for many people and hear their favorite style.
Now, what kind of styles do we have on this CD?
Oh, we have Latino, we have many ragtimes. Oh,
quite a few ragtimes.
Yes, and and very funny things.
Well, I think we also have a little bit of a light classic style on, like, the typewriter is considered light classical style. We also do a show tune, Jean-Jacques. Do you remember? We did MAME.
Exact, with Vinnie Bell.
Yep, Vinnie Bell played banjo on the session. And that's one of my favorite tracks. I'll have to ask you what yours is, but I think that's one of my favorites because it has a lot of Spike Jonze kind of Jean-Jacques Perret crazy tape loops, but they come in just like a Spike Jonze tune.
Yeah, I was a fan of Spike Jonze also.
Yeah, he was a big influence on you, wasn't he?
Yeah, very big influence for a long time.
Well, why don't we listen to a little sample from MAME since we're talking about it?
All right.
Let's just hear a bit of that. Here we go. Jean-Jacques, let me ask you, do you have a favorite song on our CD?
I love them all, of course, but I have a little favorite. It's called The Good Old Days.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that one, too.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we could hear a little a little sample of it, okay?
Yeah, let's play that right now.
Okay.
So Jean-Jacques, that is a good one, and that's one of my favorites. Why don't you tell everyone how we were able to co-compose that tune?
We did it by a mini disc at the beginning.
Yep.
And I sent to you a mini disc of my crazy ideas, and then you received it in Everett. You arranged it. And it was very good, so we decided to look for a label in America, and we found Oglio Records in Los Angeles.
Well, let's talk about Edith's tune,
the tribute tune that I have made for Edith Piaf. Is called Edith von Hachenburg. It is also one of my favorites.
We have some classic 60s rock style tunes, like the Atomic Twist is one.
Yeah, the twist style.
It's a style nobody does anymore, so we thought we should. Why not?
Yeah, we should do it.
And we had our good friend Robert Drasnan played saxophone on that song.
Yes, he's a very good musician.
Oh, he's an excellent musician.
Fantastic.
Did you know that he composed some of the music for The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Yes, yeah. I saw that on the internet.
Yeah.
He's a very talented guy.
He's a great guy. Hey, let's listen to a little bit of Atomic Twist. What do you think?
Okay, yes, very All good right. idea.
Here we go. Well, Jean-Jacques, give me another tune from our CD that you'd like to talk about.
Yes, what about the Pizzicato Samba?
Oh, that's a great one. And that reminds me of the classic Jean-Jacques Perret style of the In Sound from Way Out. I don't know, it seems like that song would have fit right in. And it has some of your classic crazy sounds, crazy loops. But more importantly, it has a great melody. And you compose the main theme, I compose the little bridge section. What do you say that we give everybody a listen and let them hear for themselves?
Okay, very good idea.
All right, let's listen to the Pizzicato Samba. So Jean-Jacques, we also have a very adventurous tune. Well, it's not a tune, it's a medley of tunes.
Yes.
And that's The Troll Story.
And this troll story, the story will be on our website, because of course it's a story that has been written, but we could not put it in the CD. It was too long.
Yes. So Jean-Jacques and I wrote a children's story and to go along with the music that's on the CD. Mm-hmm. And it has 6 movements, right, Jean-Jacques?
Exact. It is an electropop symphonic.
It kind of has elements of light classical music. It starts very soft, but at the end, it goes...
Oh, it's crazy!
It turns into a kind of a rave hip-hop, I don't know what to even call it. It's like a techno dance tune, actually.
Yeah. Thanks to our good friend Otis Fodder from Brand Flakes.
Yes, from the Brand Flakes. He did a fantastic remix for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's just hear a bit of that.
All right.
So we've talked a lot about the CD on Oglio, the Happy Electropop Music Machine. Why don't we talk a little bit about the synthesizers and the Onduline?
The Onduline, I discovered it in the 50s, 1950s, in Paris. It is a French small synthesizer able to reproduce normal sounds like violin and bassoon, etc., etc. And I was fascinated by that.
And we used the Onduline on the album, on the CD.
Yeah. And also, the second most important sound is from the Moog synthesizer. You know, when Bob Moog came to my studio in the 60s and installed the big Moog synthesizer, at the beginning I was completely lost, but after a while I succeeded to have sounds from it, and it worked very well. So synthesizers, it is the era of synthesizers everywhere in the world now.
Well, Jean-Jacques, I read that you had the second Moog synthesizer ever built, that Wendy Carlos, used to be Walter Carlos, had the very first Moog. You had the second one that you used back in the Carroll studio. When you first started using the Moog synthesizer, did you realize this was the start of a whole new musical era?
Yes, that's what I felt when I heard Walter Carlos switch on back. It was fascinating, and I said to my sponsor, we should have a Moog synthesizer in the studio because it will be fantastic. And a few days after, Carol Bratman told me, your Moog is ordered. And a few days after, Bob Moog came to install it in my studio. It was a blast for me.
Well, we've all had a blast listening to all of your albums, and I hope that everyone has a blast listening to our new CD, because it's very much in the style of your classic Moog albums. So Jean-Jacques, I think we should wrap this conversation up. I hope everyone has enjoyed listening to our little mini podcast.
With my crazy accent, French accent.
All the way from France, and... I'm all the way from Seattle. And once again, we want to thank our friends at Oglio Records for giving us this opportunity. And if everyone is interested in finding out more about the CD, you can go to oglio.com and also go to Jean-Jacques' website. You want to give him the address?
Yes, it's very simple. It's www.jeanjacquesperret.com. In one word, without space, www.ethosbusiness.com, and then you will find all information you want, and also your site, Dana.
That's true, and all the information about the CD is on my site, which is danacountryman.com. And you can hear some more sound samples from the CD on there. Well, Jean-Jacques, this has been fantastic. I think this was a lot of fun. And I think I will say goodbye from Seattle, Washington.
Yes, and goodbye from Evian. And now, as we say, as we used to say,
don't forget to be happy. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.